It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation split along party lines on sending Americans $2,000 pandemic relief checks. Democrats supported the payments. Republicans voted against. The plan for $2,000 checks still needs approval from the Senate. The next round of federal stimulus will cover some families that include undocumented immigrants, partly because of the work of a Colorado congressman. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The first coronavirus relief package denied stimulus payments to the spouses and dependents of undocumented immigrants, even if they were citizens themselves. The second relief package changes that, allowing mixed-status families to both receive the upcoming payment and to apply retroactively for a payment under the earlier CARES Act. Aurora Congressman Jason Crow said he lobbied hard for that revision.
You know, I have the most diverse district in the state of Colorado. Many immigrants and refugees, nearly 20% of the residents in my district were born outside of the country.
Crow is about to begin his second term after flipping the seat in 2018.
Well, the first term has been a wild ride.
Up next, he wants to see an extension of the moratorium on evictions, which expires at the end of January. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Christian organization is planning to move its national headquarters out of Colorado Springs. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Christian and Missionary Alliance is relocating to Columbus, Ohio. The Gazette reports the organization cites a lack of affordable housing for staff as a primary reason for the move. Still, a number of employees have decided not to relocate. The Gazette says final decisions from employees are expected in March, with the move set to start this summer. The Christian and Missionary Alliance moved to Colorado Springs from New York more than 30 years ago. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
It's currently 25 degrees in the Springs, 23 in Denver, with highs today in the 30s and 40s and a chance for more snow along the Front Range, then a sunny day tomorrow with temperatures slightly warmer.